This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. It's day two of the dawn of a new era here on 93.7 The Ticket, live every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. The show that gives you unique insights and unbridled honesty. Grab your lunch, join me 4 days a week, and Steve Taylor on that fifth day on Wednesdays, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time. We are live. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined at this time by a former Nebraska running back, a former Nebraska linebacker, and one of my former teammates, Mr. Cody Glenn. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing well. Adam, how you doing?
Dude, I am glorious. I don't remember. Like, I called you this morning about a couple of things, including this interview. I don't think we had talked since 2006, 18 years, and it was so good to hear your voice. I appreciate you joining me. All right, man. I got a few questions for you. What did you prefer playing more? Running back, which you did more of, but what did you prefer playing more, running back or linebacker?
Man, it's hard to say. I think my body enjoyed playing linebacker more, but, you know, my heart enjoyed playing running back more. You know, playing running back in Nebraska, you know, it's a big deal. So I would have to say running back was probably, you know, what I loved more.
So besides the obvious, you're getting tackled versus tackling, offense versus defense, like the approach to the game and, you know, which position may have been a little bit more challenging. Like, what are the biggest differences between running back and linebackers? One of the few guys that I know that have played it at a Power 5 major Division I level.
Really, I think with playing linebacker, it brought about, you know, a challenge that I hadn't had before. You know, with running back, you had to know what protections you had and, you know, what to run and different things like that. But, you know, with linebackers, you really had to understand the full scheme of things and the full scheme of the offense and then how the defense work together and, you know, who's supposed to be where and what's your leverage and all these different things that goes in it. So the preparation for games at the linebacker position, you know, it was a lot more, but it was one of those things you really got out what you put in. So depending on how much you did throughout the week as far as studying and watching film, it really showed how prepared you were for the game.
So what you're saying is, contrary to popular belief, defensive players are actually smarter than offensive players. I agree with that 100%. I will not argue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, 100%.
All right, dude.
Those quarterbacks.
Oh, I like it. All right, dude. Colorado's coming up. You played in a lot of Nebraska versus Colorado games. So Vershawn Jackson and I debated this yesterday because he believes that Nebraska and Colorado are true rivals. I think it's always been the little brother, big brother situation. They've beaten us three times in a row, which is why I think Nebraska people are looking to this game so much and maybe a little bit more rivalry-esque than it's ever been. But I think we're just sick and tired of losing in general. We happen to have lost to them three times in a row, a couple of games we probably should have won. Do you see Colorado-Nebraska as a true rivalry, or is it just a gigantic game in the eyes of Husker fans for this particular season?
Yeah, I think more so with this season and what Colorado is doing and, you know, where we're at right now and, you know, just the history of the game the last couple of years, you know, we're really eager to face them again. And we feel like we have the team, we have the talent, we have the pedigree to beat them and take care of business. So I think it's more a really big game right now just because of where both programs are at right now, but I wouldn't really say that, you know, historically that they are one of our rivals.
So how would you approach these Colorado games? Because this was back when it was on, you know, day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Did you have a different mindset going into these games? And what did you always feel? Because there's a little bit more hype surrounding it in a general sense, obviously way more particular in particular this year. But how would you approach these Colorado games? Was it much different for you? Was there more meaning to it, or was it relatively the same as you tried to approach Black Friday games versus Colorado when you played?
I think it was really more so within the Colorado games, being there, you know, after Thanksgiving and sometimes, you know, being there in Boulder. I think it was more so, you know, a pride thing with the, you know, the proximity of the two schools and the history of the two schools. And at that time, when I was playing, it was one of those things where we were clearly better and, you know, we had to take care of business. And it was one of those that you had to go in and make sure you did your job so that the outcome was what it was supposed to be. And I think that was our approach going into it, is just, you know, take care of business.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, man. So I played for Bo Pelini. He was my defensive coordinator my redshirt freshman year in 2003. Okay, and then he obviously went away, and then he came back as the head coach. But in 2008, I don't know if many people remember this, Carl Pelini was actually in his first season as a defensive coordinator. And actually, Carl, my D-line coach under Bo, was Jeff Jamrock, but Carl was the assistant D-line coach. So I got to be around him and kind of get a feel for him. And I always thought he was vastly different than Bo, but maybe, yeah, you know, just a little bit more quiet just because he was an assistant versus actually being in charge of something at that point. But I always thought he was vastly different than Bo as a personality and temperament. But what was your experience in 08 when you played linebacker and Carl Pelini was in his first season as a defensive coordinator? What was your experience under Carl Pelini like? What was he like as a D coordinator?
I think you're right as far as, you know, his temperament and how he approached things. He was a little bit, you know, more conservative, and, you know, he was about the X's and O's and making sure you were where you needed to be, when you needed to be there, and you understood what the game plan was and what he was asking you to do. And it was one of those where if he got after you, you knew it was, you know, warranted, and you knew that you needed to fix whatever problem it was. And, you know, I remember one time we was playing Iowa State when I was at linebacker, and I hit the wrong gap, and they went 80 yards for a touchdown, and I hadn't had my butt ripped like that for a long time. And I can guarantee you I didn't make that mistake again, because when it's coming from somebody like that that's not normally, you know, a get-after-you type of coach, and when he does get after you, you know, it means a lot, and it's something that you want to make sure you fix.
You know, it's funny you say that, because he got after me one time. So I hurt my ankle versus Penn State, my redshirt freshman year, when they came into Lincoln. It was the game where Richie had he bear hugged a few people and made a few friends on the Nittany Lions side of things. But I ended up getting hurt later in that game, and I missed a lot of the season with my ankle. But I came back, and I wasn't running. Like, I didn't trust my ankle. I wasn't running fast at all, to be honest with you. And he looked at me and he goes, "Do you know how to run? Is there something wrong with you?" And he just started ripping into me about basically jogging everywhere. And, you know, I was a young guy and never really had it. What is wrong with you? Grow a leg, use them. Like, he was, and I was like, that didn't even kind of make sense, but I don't understand what you're saying. It kind of doesn't make sense. He's just yelling at me to run faster. But it's funny you said that. So who are some of the players that you played with? Cause you played with a lot of former, very recognizable Huskers, including yourself. Who are some of the teammates you had that maybe were some of your teammates, favorite teammates, or guys that you remember, you know, pretty fondly?
All right, so, you know, when I was playing running back, obviously Zach Taylor was our quarterback at the time, so he's one that, you know, had a lot of respect for and played with. And we had Zach Potter was one of our, you know, good buddies. Ndamukong Suh was obviously there whenever I was there. You know, one of my favorite, you know, people is, you know, Corey Ross. He was there my freshman, sophomore year. And, you know, he's a legend there, and he's one of the guys that was there when I was there. And man, we had a lot of guys. Marlon Lucky, me and him were good friends because, you know, we were both in the backfield. He was there. Will Compton, he was there at the time. Prince Amukamara. Man, we had, you know, that class that we had coming in was, you know, one of the, you know, the highest ranked classes coming in at Nebraska at the time. And so we had, you know, we had a lot of dudes on that, in that class.
All right, man. Nebraska's got 4 guys fighting for playing time in their running back room right now. Emmett Johnson, Gabe Irvin Jr., Dante Dowdell, Ramir Johnson. All right, Gabe seems to be the short yardage back, and Emmett and Ramir got a lot of carries along with Dante Dowdell during the game. What have you seen through one game, and I don't know if you watched the spring game or not, but what have you seen so far, and what kind of sticks out to you when it comes to these 4 running backs? Is there one of them that kind of sticks out to you with something they do maybe a little bit more than the others?
I think they all really good, and they all have their, you know, what they bring to the table. Dowdell is one that I really like. You know, when I was there at Nebraska, and I was kind of, when I played running back, you know, I was one of those, you know, short yardage goal line kind of backs. And, you know, and I was in a situation where, you know, we were by committee, and it was a crowded backfield with, you know, Marlon Lucky and Leon Jackson and Kenny Wilson and all of us guys and Brandon Jackson, you know, and, you know, with those guys, you know, whenever, if I could give them any advice, you know, is to stay ready. You know, I made the mistake of, you know, feeling sorry for myself and when it was my time to go in, not being ready. And that's the worst thing you can do. And, you know, I learned from that. And the next time opportunity came, I was ready to go. So I would say with those guys and the situation that they're in right now, just stay ready. Stay ready for the opportunities when they come. And you got to make the most of them because you don't know when your last opportunity is going to come.
All right, man. Give me, like, your biggest one or two or three keys to the game this Saturday and a score prediction for Nebraska versus Colorado.
Man, don't let the game get too big, and don't let all the outside noise get to you. You know, play your game and understand, you know, who we are and what's at stake, and, you know, lean on our strengths. You know, we really got a good quarterback in Raiola and, you know, everything that brings to our program. And I think we're at the point now where, you know, we can score points, and we have that confidence from the quarterback position, and that just kind of goes all the way down to the rest of the team. So I think, you know, given where we're at right now with the team and talent that we have, I think my corner is we take care of business. We get them a little bit. We get them 17, and we're going to go with 24. Ooh, so 17, 20. 24, Nebraska wins.
I'll take that. Jake, you think there might be more points in that score? What do you think?
I think if Nebraska wins, you're going to want to keep it around there.
Yeah. Dude, I like that. That's a great prediction. I like that. All right, man. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I know you're doing your thing, coaching the offense, coaching them boys up in high school down in Texas. So good luck the rest of the season, my man.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it. Always good to hear from you.
All right. Thanks, Cody. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.